everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Martha.
Today we're talking about making mistakes. It's 3 o'clock. Cindy was supposed to be here at noon. Where is she?
Hey girl, how are you? Okay, here's your coffee and here's your copy of the script. Can I borrow your headphones? Is this mic on?
Where have you been?
What do you mean? I was at the coffee shop. What's wrong with you? Why are you using the finger tapping sound effect?
You screwed up! You're late! You said you'd be here at noon!
No, I didn't.
You are late.
It's 3. I'm always here at 3 o'clock. Look, I'm even a minute early. It's only 2:59. Oh, wait, now it's 3.
Look, here's your text. See you at noon. LOL, smiley face.
Oh, I forgot. I messed up big time, didn't I?
Yes, you messed up big time. That means you made a big mistake. We had a lot of material to discuss.
And I was supposed to be here 3 hours ago. I'm sorry.
We're talking today about making mistakes.
Oh, good. Here's your coffee. I'm an expert.
Aside from today's blunder.
A blunder is a careless mistake.
Can you think of any other huge errors you've made?
Oh, you want to know about, like, epic fails. Really huge failures.
Uh-huh.
Well, dyeing my hair red was a major fail. I won't be doing that again anytime soon.
No, Cindy. I'm talking about a situation where you just fell flat on your face.
Okay. Fall flat on your face means to fail in an embarrassing way. Well, I've never been good at math. I had to take high school algebra twice.
Twice?
Twice. And I remember having this big algebra exam. It was like a sink or swim moment. I had to pass the exam or I would have to repeat the class the following year. Sink or swim.
What happened?
Total brain freeze.
No.
Yes. 5 minutes into the exam, my brain just froze and I forgot everything. I bombed. I failed the exam, and the following year, when all of my classmates had moved on to the next level, I was still stuck in level one algebra. It was embarrassing.
So you flunked. You failed your algebra exam.
Oh, I choked. I bit the dust hard. I couldn't remember the first thing about algebra. In fact, that's why I was late this afternoon. I'm still trying to pass my high school algebra exam. How about you, Marta? Can you think of any gaffes, screw-ups, or a faux pas that you've made recently?
Well, no. Not since this morning, anyways. Hey, Cindy, what was the last expression you used? Did you say faux pas? That's French. It literally translates to a false step.
Yes, a faux pas. That's a commonly used expression. It means a social blunder, an error, an inappropriate remark. Someone had committed a major faux pas against a friend of mine recently.
What happened?
Well, a woman asked my friend if she was pregnant. And she's not pregnant.
That's a serious faux pas.
Don't ever ask a woman if she is pregnant unless you are 100% sure
that she is, in fact, pregnant.
People can be so cruel nowadays. I love the expression, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
That's good advice.
Hey, Marta, why don't we take a break for now and go out and grab a pizza? My treat, I'll pay. I want to make it up to you for being 3 hours late today.
That's okay, Cindy. Really, it's no problem. I forgive you.
No, really, I feel terrible. I want to make it up to you. Let me buy you dinner tonight. I insist.
No, let's just stay inside and finish working. I'll fix sandwiches and...
Come on, let's go outside. We have all night to work. I'll get our coats.
Cindy, have you even looked in the mirror today? Look at your outfit.
What? It's a red blouse.
With a violet skirt.
And green shoes. What's the problem? I thought it would be fun and colorful. Was that a mistake?
A mistake? Your outfit is not a mistake. It's a crime against fashion.
Oh, you're right. I should have worn the yellow blouse instead.
But did you get dressed in a dark closet today?
Hey, whatever happened to, if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all.
I'm sorry, but your outfit defies all logic. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. And be sure to read the bonus vocabulary section at the end of this transcript.
Stop by our Facebook page today and say hi.
Follow us on Twitter and watch our videos on YouTube. And you can download additional episodes of My American Friend on Podomatic and iTunes. And be sure to check out our blog at www.myamericanfriendblog.com.
Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
My American Friend.